This is Bill McMinn from Inkable Bible Church, and this is the Way to Go podcast, where we talk about faith, family, and daily life, putting the Bible into practical, everyday terms.
Welcome to the Way to Go podcast. Bill McMinn along with Bradley Broops, and we are talking about crucifixion of Christ today, actually, and Pilate, who turned him over because he relents to all the cries to crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. But you don't just crucify him. You have him whipped first. And it's kind of a tragic thing because he knows Jesus Christ doesn't deserve it and he's innocent, but you're still going to whip an innocent man. And I know that's always made a big impression on you, just that whole thing that he went through, the soldiers beating on him, spitting on him, mocking him, dividing his clothes, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the flogging with a lead-tipped whip, that that right there could not imagine. And then there's so much mocking going on with the Roman soldiers and how they stripped him. They took off his clothes, threw on a scarlet robe to mock him. They took and weaved a crown of thorns together to mock him as a king and put a reed stick as a scepter in his hand. Another way to mock him, but also just to show that we have power over you. They rip it out of his hand and beat him in the head with it.
Right.
And just thinking of that crown of thorns just going into his head as every smack. And just, man.
Well, the whole thing is, too, like, you're totally making fun of him. That's no crown for a king.
Yeah.
It's a crown of thorns. You're treating him like he's nothing, like he's dirt. Like, he so deserves, he's so lower than you. You know, all the people that are beating on him would have to think we're above you somehow, and no one's above Jesus. They put that crown of thorns, and even the whole thing they put above his head, the king of the Jews. He was the king of the Jews, and this is how you treated him. This is how people treat God when God tries to talk to him at times. How people treat God in his word. I mean, it's just go to Christ and look at how we are in humanity, and it gives you a great depiction of somebody who went to heal so many people, and that's how he got treated. I've always felt that's the, like, the travesty. But then there's this Simon of Cyrene. He's coming from the country. They get a hold of him, make him carry the cross, and I've always felt like it's because Christ is, it's not that Christ wouldn't do it. I don't think that Christ could do it at that point because the beating took so much out of you because all those, like, little lead tips and bone fragments that they would put into leather. So they have this whip and it's got all these leather pieces coming out of it. And then they have all these sharp, like you said, lead, steel. Well, it wouldn't be steel, but it'd be lead, sometimes iron, perhaps bone. And they would put it in you. Well, it's shredding, literally like ripping the skin off your back.
Yeah, so when it hits, it literally grabs the skin and they're pulling back. So it's going to pull the skin off then.
Right. I can't, I'd be sick just watching it.
I would have been done there.
To be honest, I mean, let alone to be the person, like, you're not doing this to as a remedial thing. Like, this isn't anything, hey, we're going to whip you and you're going to learn a lesson. And this is the kind of stuff. No, you're preparing this person to die and you're making it faster. And then he's got to be on the cross. He's not going to be wanting to, like, push himself up so he won't suffocate any of the victims because they're in so much pain on their back. So it's just going to kind of heed them, hasten them to their own demise. So that was brutal. I mean, that part of it. So Simon of Cyrene, he's famous because he gets to be the guy to carry the cross, and you kind of wish it could be you. Really. I mean, we're going to have the crosswalk on Good Friday, which is a nice reminder as people get to come out and be a part of that crosswalk. So I always enjoy it. I love to see the kids carry the cross too and participate. I know a lot of our people, they all take turns at different stations carrying it. It's amazing. It really is. But for him, he was the one that actually did that. So then there's two criminals that are crucified around him and they're all being mean to him, making fun of him. And he still says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. And I love the heart of Christ because the reason that he's dying there is to forgive people. And if we could just, you want to be a Christian, be forgiving. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be 100% trusting of everybody. It just means they shouldn't. I like forgiveness because it just keeps the hostility out of your spirit. It keeps the malice out of your spirit. You know, when you're not forgiving, you're a bit more malicious. You're a bit more hopeful that people are going to fail if they've done something wrong to you or God get them. When you're free of that, you're forgiving. You're not really, that's not really your attitude. You're not really thinking a ton about it. It's just, hey, you know, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. God will take care of it. And you're forgiving them, which is really kind of releasing them to God.
Yeah.
You know, Father, you forgive them, right?
Yeah.
So isn't that what he said? Father, yeah. I want you to forgive them because they don't know what they do. And then they cast lots to divide his garments, his clothes, mm-hmm. which is...
Well, it's just he does this without trying to defend himself or anything. Like, he just knows what he's doing, the will right. of the Father.
Right. That's amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I can't imagine somebody like casting lots for my clothes.
Yeah.
And then number one, I'm not wearing my clothes right now, which is humiliating. Mm-hmm. And they're getting, so you're forgiving them, and here's how they return the favor. They take you so lightly mm-hmm. that they're going to decide right in front of you because they're thinking they're never going to see you again. Can you imagine these guys, the day they see Jesus Christ, when they enter into eternity and mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is there, is like, oh my, we sat there. We
took his clothes.
We took his clothes from him.
Beat him and flogged him. And
right.
With the crown of thorns, we mocked him and yeah.
Punched him over and over. They took yes. a club. They took the scepter they gave him to make fun of him. Then they started hitting him over the head with it. I mean, getting hit in the head is painful, mm-hmm. period. I mean, and to take that kind of clubbing is... It's absolutely horrendous. But yet the beauty of Christ, I mean, is he's there. Yes. And I think about the one criminal who sticks up for Jesus Christ. And he said, indeed, we're here justly. We're receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And I love that. He hasn't done anything wrong. We did. Most people, when they always, the joke is, you know, when you're in prison, you know, there's nobody guilty there. Everyone's innocent. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't really do it, this and that and the other. These men did something so bad that they actually believe they deserve the cross.
Yeah.
Like, we deserve to be here. Jesus Christ doesn't deserve to be here. And he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus Christ said, truly today, you'll see me in paradise. We'll be together. Mm-hmm. And I love that yes. remember me when you come into your kingdom, because he had to have faith. He had to believe there was life after the grave. He had to believe Jesus yes. Christ was going to be the head of the kingdom. So he believes all these things, and that faith mm-hmm. saves him. It mm-hmm. wasn't that he had done anything. It wasn't that yeah, he was baptized, nothing. It's just faith saves.
Yeah, that's one thing I really, when people start pointing to, if you die today, why would you get to be in heaven? And they would say, start doing works and these things. But then why is the thief in the cross in heaven?
Right.
There's nothing that you can do to get right. into heaven.
Yeah, so and belief. Think about belief erasing every sin he ever did. He said, I deserve. He had done some really bad things. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, today, you're going to be in a place of comfort. And all he did was stick up for Jesus. And this is how much God appreciates us standing up for Jesus, too, and just the mm-hmm. way that we live and in That's our prayers and our faith and our belief. Yeah, just having the right attitude about him and having faith in him. And that's something everyone's got to ask themselves, you know, well, do I have faith? Do I believe in Jesus Christ? Do I believe that he died on that cross for my sins? Because mm-hmm. he died for you. He died mm-hmm. for you, the individual. He didn't just die for the world in general. He didn't die for someone else. He yes. died for you in particular. And that's the way we've got to realize it. You know, you got to put your name when whoever believes in Jesus Christ, right? Mm-hmm. That person will be saved. Well, the whosoever is, put your name in there. Mm-hmm. If you believe,
yep.
you'll be saved. You'll have eternal life. You will not perish. And so, that's the whole point of it. That's why he's talking about forgiveness and all these things. And then in the sixth hour, which is noon, darkness was over the whole land until the ninth hour. Now, we're about to see an eclipse, you know, so we'll have 100% eclipse in Ashtabula County, which people are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope it's not a cloudy day, because that's going to be a real bummer, because everyone's really been looking forward yes. to this eclipse and, you know, darkness in the daytime. Well, here it's noon. For 3 hours, it's pitch black dark. Yes. Why? Why is it dark?
Definitely not
why
because of the eclipse.
What's that?
Definitely not because of the eclipse.
Right. Not because of the eclipse. So it's dark in there. Well, even if it was an eclipse, it was timing. Oops. Is yeah. everything. I mean, God mm-hmm. would have had to have made yeah. sure that he
but
was right
this,
there at that
this
time.
This eclipse, it's supposed to be roughly like 3 minutes of darkness.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're here. We're talking 3 hours.
3 hours of darkness.
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing to me as you think about the darkness of sin. It's an apt description of what Christ was there to do. In fact, he was there to die and pay for sins. It's dark. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what you would expect every sin. And I think about how crummy this world can be to people. And you think of children that suffer abuse, neglect, murder. We're constantly reading some story of some runner or some kid or some domestic dispute and somebody's killed. And it's just tragic. Mm-hmm. You think about how all these horrible things are happening. You know, the way that people grow up, the things that they experience. You know, you've had a decent home life. I had a decent home life. Mm-hmm. And we should be super grateful for that. But some don't have those things. And so then I think of all the sins, all the rapes, all the murders, all the injustice, all the lies, yes, all the deceit, all the ripping people off, all of it. One time, Adam and Eve sins right here on the going on the cross. Mm-hmm. All the way to the sins of the future, all the sins of the world coming onto Christ, condensed in one small period of time. And it is just darkens the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. Just thinking of Israel and all the sacrifices they did, but none of them covered their sin.
Right.
And what they needed was the perfect sacrifice, right, a sinless, perfect human, which is why God came in human flesh,
right,
to take that. So, most, we don't have to.
Right. And no.
Praise God for it.
I agree 100% because he died in my place. I couldn't go to heaven. I think the bottom line is you just got to realize you can't go to heaven on your own. And the reason you can't is because your good works is not currency. It doesn't spend there. You got to look at what is currency in heaven. Currency in heaven is the blood of Christ and our faith in him. That's currency, yeah, in heaven. So I can't go, like, I can't go to the store with Monopoly money. I can't go to the store and trade them marbles or acorns or bullets or anything. They want cash. So that's why we have, mm-hmm, credit cards. That's why we have cash. We go there and that's how we pay, or debit cards. We make a transaction of currency of the U.S. dollar. I mean, they don't want Canadian coins either. You know, I mean, they want, yep, American money. And so in our world in which we live, that's how we make transactions. For some reason, I think that people think that currency in heaven is good works. But your good works can't pay for sin any more than if you rob a bank. You can't go tell the judge, well, I'll be good, and he's going to let you off, as if that's how you pay. That's not how you pay. Mm-hmm. The way that you pay for sin is sacrifice. It was a blood sacrifice. It was Christ's sacrifice. He died. I can't do anything about it. Like, I don't make the rules. I don't determine how a person gets to heaven. God determined that, and he sent, mm-hmm, his son, Jesus Christ. I got to be like the criminal on the cross and say, remember me when you come into your kingdom. I just need to believe it.
Yes.
Right? And that's at least that's a starting point to exploring the claims of Christ and actually becoming a Christian. And I think even for us now, like, do I think of myself as a Christian? Absolutely. It's not meaning I don't have more to learn. Mm-hmm. It's not meaning that there's not a search. There's not a quest. I mean, he's infinite. I'm finite. There's always more to learn. There's, yes, always more to think about. Even, mm-hmm, in these accounts we're talking about, my goodness, I mean, there's so much to learn about. There's so much to think about just, mm-hmm, here.
Yeah.
In the last, yeah, podcast, in this podcast. So, you know, I look at it and realize, no, man, you got to constantly challenge yourself to really follow Christ. You got to constantly challenge yourself to be sincere in coming before God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, like, it's a continuous race.
Right.
Keep racing, keep reading, keep growing closer to God,
right,
until your time comes. You don't, right, know when that may be.
Right.
Take it seriously.
No, I agree 1,000%. But darkness to me has always been the, wow, I can't imagine if I were standing around that cross that day, mm-hmm, and it just got spooky, eerie, yes, dark. And that world's not waking up to what is going on. Like, I would be, man, those Pharisees, those scribes, that chief priest, they had to have a question. Mm-hmm. Like, did we do the right thing? Right? And they're even going to ask him, like, and one thing we had talked about earlier, when they asked him about, you know, are you really the Christ? Tell us. And he said, if I tell you, you're not even going to believe it. And he said, and if I ask you a question, you're not going to answer. And then he tells them, well, you're going to see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God. And they said, we've heard enough. Crucify him. Because they didn't want to know the truth.
Yes.
All they wanted him to do, do you really think you're the Christ? If you're really the Christ, tell us. And we're all like, oh, Jesus, if you would just say it, Just say it one more time. They're ready to believe. Their hearts are open. No, they're not. Yeah. They're just waiting. They, as soon as you say it, they're going to say crucify, because that's all they wanted. That's all they could think about, was getting rid of Jesus Christ. They never had a heart to believe, ever.
Yes.
At any time in that, they didn't really want to conceive it or believe it. We need to at least come with open hearts to God. Mm-hmm. At least have an open heart. Don't be like them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So then he's going to die, right? And he says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. What do you think about it? Into your hands, Lord, I commit my spirit.
He, just thinking about when we die, when we leave this world, we know where we're going. We have a hope.
Right.
And just thinking, like, he knew exactly where he's going. He knew, all right, it is finished. Father, I commend my spirit to you.
Right.
And that's very similar how we should be, because we have that hope. We know where we're going.
Right.
We know what's going to happen after our death.
I like it, too, because he's making a statement here. You didn't take my life from me. I gave it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one. He said that earlier. No one takes my life from me. I give it away. He right here, I commit my, Father, I commit into your hands my spirit. He died when he chose to die on that cross. He took it, he bore it, he suffered, he bled. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And that shows you too, there's another life. It's your spirit can live apart from your body. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people are like, oh, you know, once your body's dead, that's it. No, you've got a spiritual side of you. A spiritual side of you lives on. And he went on, and I think that all of us should have that attitude. Hey, into your hands, God, I commit my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I surrender my life. And so anyway, the one is around him, the one soldier, when he saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their chests. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance just watching these things. Like, it's just, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just thinking of, this is outside of Jerusalem, and the people are coming, like, could you imagine just going into Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, and you're noticing all these things going on, too, just...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people probably wouldn't have even known about Jesus if they're coming in from other countries. Yeah. They might not know anything that's been going on in the last 3 years. I would say Christ, you know, they always talk about Christ's rejection. A lot of the accounts that I read, I mean, he had a pretty good following. I mean, even going into the triumphal entry, it's not like there's only 3 people there or 12 people. I mean, it was like throngs of them coming down from the front and the back and everything else, but... That centurion, the one version, I like it when he said, surely this was the Son of God. Mm-hmm. Just the way that he died was so noble, and it indicated he really is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to belief, right? This is a hardened centurion. This is somebody who's all in for Rome, right? This is a Gentile. And what is he recognizing, right? This man was innocent. We shouldn't have killed him. Like, we shouldn't have had anything to do with it. This guy, so he's seen, how many deaths has he seen? How many crucifixions has he seen? How many times in his life has he ever uttered these words, this guy's innocent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
Probably never. That's probably never happened. The innocent of Christ, because Jesus Christ came the righteous for the unrighteous, right? Mm-hmm. He was the perfect. He died for we, the sinners, to bring us to God. And I love that. His whole mission is to bring people to God. He wants to bring the centurion to God. He wants to bring the criminal that was next to him to God.
Yep.
He really does want to change lives. It's just a matter of us allowing that to happen and just seeking him out in these things.
Because of our free will that we are given.
Yeah. It was a beautiful life. I mean, God's given us this life. I think every breath that I have is from the Lord. I believe that anything that you can do in ministry, anything I can do in ministry is everything only done... by the power of God and through God. I'm not a big over-spiritualized everything on this planet. I'm just not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just realized God made it, and I'm appreciative of all these things. Mm-hmm. But I realize there's so much more than me. There's so much more than anything I can do. That God is working. Like you think about the people coming in, this crucifixion is going on. They've got no clue how powerfully God is working around them. Those have come from outside that city. Yeah. And probably a lot that have come from other lands have no idea that God right there is providing salvation. Just like when we drive out of this parking lot today, we go home, we come back, we do an Easter egg, the Easter extravaganza. We do a Good Friday service. We'll have Easter. We've got no idea, really, all that God has that he's doing in this county, in this state, in this working country, in the around the world. I mean, God is working. He is moving. He is doing things, right? That evil's trying to stop it. Like, evil's trying to put an end to it. But you just can't stop the work of God, because he'll go in the grave. He's coming back 3 days later, because you can't stop what God is doing. And that ought to give all of us hope.
Yeah. Yeah, just thinking of every aspect that they tried to stop it.
Right.
The Pharisees and just trying to stop it. They even put soldiers in front of the tomb to guard it, because they're afraid someone's going to steal it and say that he rose from it.
Right.
And you can't stop God.
Right. So if anything, it should increase our faith. Our Lord, I mean, it's kind of wild. Hey, who do you believe in? Someone who got crucified. Like, they put him on a cross and nailed him up there. And that's the person I'm following. But he came back from the dead 3 days later. So I look at this week as a week of appreciation. And just thinking it through, like, it's wise on our part to just think about these things and to ponder them, to come to the Good Friday service and ponder, go to the crosswalk, 6 o'clock at the First Baptist Church, and ponder these things. So I want to appreciate it. I want to have faith. You know, those are two things. It should strengthen our faith, but it also should be a time of just amazing appreciation for all that Jesus Christ has done. We appreciate you tuning in to the podcast. Hopefully we've said some words that have just spurred some thought on, even if we can just kind of direct one step of you going and searching something out or asking questions or learning more. I think that's certainly a win for the podcast, a win for God. We appreciate you tuning in. You all have an awesome and a blessed week.